WABC, New York.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. It's nice to be back. Hello, Jimmy. I'm certainly glad to see you, Jimmy.
Well, Eddie, I want you to know...
Hey, everybody's glad to see you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Eddie. Thanks a lot. And I want you to know that I've missed you an awful lot, really.
Well, Jimmy, I heard you on the Texaco summer program, and I guess you did miss me. Well, there were times when you could have used me, you know.
Oh, go on. Everybody knows that I, Jimmy Wallington, held up the summer show.
Well, I don't know about the show, but if you got paid for it, you certainly held up the sponsor.
Listen, let me tell you something. In 14 weeks of the summer show, only 5 of our listeners complained.
The other 2 were satisfied, huh? Well, look, Jimmy. But don't worry, Jimmy. From now on, every Wednesday night, millions will be listening.
Yeah, to Fred Allen.
Yep. Say, that's all right. You made quite a remark there, I'll tell you that.
Yes, sir. You'll find out that Jimmy Wallington has got a mind like a whip.
Yeah, it's funny how I always connect a whip with the back of a horse.
Hold on. Listen, we've been friendly too long to insult each other like this.
Oh, but they're laughing, Jimmy. That's radio.
But
that's...
I don't think that kind of thing is necessary.
Yeah, yeah.
Could I please have your autograph?
Why, certainly, my boy. Isn't he a cute little youngster, huh? Here you are, Eddie Cantor. There you are.
Who
lets these people in the studio while we're broadcasting? I won't have it. I won't have it, Jimmy.
They're laughing, Eddie. That's radio.
You're right. That's radio. Well, let's get on with the program. James, I want you to know that I'm just as fresh as a daisy. Really, I am.
As fresh as a daisy? From what? From working all summer making a picture?
Well, what's wrong
with... Well, while you worked, Joe Penner went to Catalina.
Yeah.
Al Jolson went to Saratoga.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Allen went to the Maine Woods.
Yeah.
Jack Benny went to Europe.
Yeah.
They had a vacation.
Jimmy, I made a picture with Gypsy Rose Lee, and they had a vacation?
So tell me, Eddie.
Yeah.
What part did Gypsy Rose Lee play in Alibaba Goes to Town?
Jimmy, she played the Sultan's wife in Baghdad, and I played Alibaba. You know, in one scene, while trying to get some state secrets, she made violent love to me, and did she kiss me? Did she kiss me, Jimmy?
Did it take long?
4 days, that's all. Just 4 days. I just couldn't seem to get it right. We had to take it over and over and over again.
She must be an expert kisser.
Say, after kissing her the first day from 9:30 until 6, you know... I came home, and for the first time in 23 years, I didn't kiss Ida. You know, she felt pretty bad about it, too, but I couldn't help it, Jimmy. I was all kissed out. Just plain all kissed out.
Listen, did your wife know about your scene with Gypsy Rose Lee?
Yeah, the next day I continued the scene with Gypsy, and Ida came to visit us on the set, a policeman, you know what I mean?
Yeah, please. Did Ida speak to you on the way home?
No, but driving back, Ida must have had Gypsy Rose Lee on her mind because she stripped the gears. But wait a minute. That's supposed to be Renard. Where's that Renard? Where Renard, where are you? Where is that two-legged Hollywood bowl? Where? Here I am. Jack, you almost missed your entrance.
Eddie, do you know moving to Wednesday has mixed me all up?
Well, what? How is that, Jack?
Well, when we'd broadcast on Sundays, I used to take my bath on Saturdays.
So what?
Well, now we're on Wednesdays, so I have to take my bath on Tuesdays.
Jack, do you know that there are people who take a bath every single day?
I don't believe it. Who broadcasts 7 times a week?
All I want from you is an orchestra. Go and fix your music, will you? We'll need it in a minute. Oh, Jimmy.
Yes, Eddie.
Look at Renard bending over there, will you? Look at him. You know, no matter what position Renard gets in, he's still advertising the Philco radio. You know that? No squat, no stoop, no squint.
Your inference regarding my avoirdupois is grossly derogatory.
Yeah. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I ain't fat.
You They're laughing, aren't they? That's radio, Jack. Now, get ready to play. Go ahead, Bernard. Get ready to play. Ladies and gentlemen, just about a year ago on this program, I had the great pleasure of introducing a young girl whose voice and charm captured all of America. In Universal's Three Smart Girls, she proved herself a fine actress. After witnessing her performance with Leopold Stokowski in 100 Men and a Girl, critics everywhere are acclaiming her as the first lady of the screen, Diana Durbin. Diana, you know, you've made a tremendous hit, and I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you, Uncle Eddie.
You know, outside of your mother and father, I don't know of anyone who is more thrilled than I at the premiere of your new picture. I'm not the least bit ashamed of the tears that filled my eyes when the audience cheered your grand performance. I felt kind of like you were my sixth daughter, and you are, you know, you are.
Well, thank you. Now I know where to go to get my allowance increased.
Yep. All right. At this time, Diana Durbin will sing in English, One Fine Day from Madame Butterfly, accompanied by Leopold Renard.
Oh,
Deanna, you're to be congratulated. It was really grand. And, Jack, you did a grand job of conducting. Most difficult area. And, you know, Deanna, seeing you stand up here alongside of Jack Renard is a great plug for your picture, 100 Men and a Girl. Now, Deanna, I'm going to take you outside and get you an ice cream soda. You deserve it. Jimmy, go to work, my lad.
There's a new type of service awaiting you at your neighborhood Texaco station. A systematic service designed to make driving safer, pleasanter for you. Texaco dealers call it Circle Service. 10 quick services around your car which save you time and trouble on the road and help make driving safer. The next time you stop for a filling of Fire Chief gasoline, make it a point to watch the dealer. Notice the swift, methodical way he circles your car, wiping the windshield, the rear window, inspecting the tires, cleaning headlight lenses, filling the radiator. These details certainly mean a lot to you in safe, comfortable driving. Texaco dealers everywhere have pledged themselves to use this circle service method because they want you to be as satisfied with them as they know you will be with Fire Chief gasoline. So next time, try a Texaco dealer. Say, Eddie.
Yep.
You've met Deanna, and you've seen me, and you've spoken to Renard.
Well, tell me, where's the rest of the company?
Well, here comes Seymour, and Pinky Tomlin.
Here they are. Hello, Seymour. Hello, Pinky. You're a little late, aren't you?
Well, Mr. Canner, this time of the night, you know how slow the streetcars are.
Yeah, oh, sure. Pinky, why don't you buy yourself an automobile?
Well, what's the use? I don't know how to drive a car.
Yeah, from what I've seen here in Los Angeles, that shouldn't stop you. Yeah, but look. Yeah, everybody's driving like they're going to be late for an accident.
It's like that.
Seymour, don't you think Pinky should have a car?
If he marries me, he won't need one. I'll drive him to work every morning like my mother drives my father to work.
Oh, I see. Your mother has a car?
No, every morning she says to father, get up and go to work, you big lummox, or I'll play knock rummy on your skull with this rolling pin.
Oh, I see. That's how your mother drives your father to work. Yeah.
Seymour, I'm not marrying into that family of yours.
See, I thought you two were that way about each other, huh?
Not anymore. When I seen Pinky in his bathing trunks at Santa Monica this summer, I darn near swooned.
You mean because he's skinny?
Skinny? Say, on the beach, I fell asleep with my head on his ribs, and when I woke up, I had a Marcel wave.
Wait a minute. Listen, children, this is our first program of the season. I want you two to kiss and make up.
Well, if you won't say more kiss, do it yourself.
No. Pinky, after kissing Gypsy Rose Lee, how can I go for Seymour? You know, I can't.
Well, you're doggone right there. After Gypsy Rose Lee, kissing Seymour is like playing with a broke ping pong ball. There's no bounce to it.
Listen, you two, I'm a woman of very few words, but Gypsy Rose Lee's got nothing on me. In fact, she ain't got nothing on herself.
Yeah.
Eddie Cantor, you'll forget Gypsy Rose Lee if you kiss me just once on my mouth.
Just once, huh? It'll take more than one kiss to cover that much territory. Oh, go away, that face.
Oh, yeah, you should talk, Cantor. You know it's a puss like yours that's holding back television.
Wait a minute, you forget who I am. You can't insult me like this. I won't stand for it.
Oh, they're laughing, Eddie. That's radio.
Now that the football season is open, from the picture Life Begins at College, Pinky Tomlin and I bring you the song, Sweet Varsity Sue.
See that 50 on the 50-yard line, that gorgeous college flame, you see it every game. If you don't know Sweet Varsity Sue, I'll describe her to you. She wears a crimson rose for Harvard. Wears a marigold for old Purdue. And when you see her at New Haven, her chrysanthemum is Vula blue. She wears a golden rod for Notre Dame and a violet for NYU. But the rarest, fairest flower of all is Sweet Varsity Sue. Every star above knows just who's in love with you. Sweet Sue, and the moon on high knows the reason why. It's true, Sweet Sue.
but she's such a prize. All the other guys do their best to steal my Sue away from me.
Pinky, what's the trouble with you and Sue?
She drives a different car to every game, according to the fellow that she dates. With Lanny Ross, she drives a Packard. With Al Pierce, it's Lincoln's and the Eights.
I hope.
With Major Bo, she drives a Chrysler 6. And with Rubinoff, a Chevrolet.
Okay.
She drives a fellows crazy from Maine to Mexico.
But that's okay as long as she drives with a tank full of Texaco.
She's the college queen.
She knows the gasoline.
She's the all-American girl.
And she knows her rail. She is true blue.
Who?
Sue.
Sue who?
Varsity Sue.
You know, Eddie?
Yep.
Eddie, that was nice of you to congratulate Deanna.
Yep.
But you know, I'm due for some congratulations myself.
You? What? You sing Madame Butterfly? What are you
doing?
No.
Listen, for your information, on the night of August the 16th at 9 in the evening, yep, here in the Cedars of Lebanon Hospital, Betty Jane Wallington gave birth to the most beautiful baby in the world. Believe
me. Hooray! Jimmy, you're a papa. What is it? Tell me, is it a boy or a girl?
Oh, it's a girl.
What is it, Jimmy? Speak up. What is it? What does she have?
I said it's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl. Then say it. It's a girl. A G-I-R-L, huh? A girl. Had a girl, eh? You had a girl, eh, Jimmy? Had a girl. Well, that's how I started. Had a girl. I'll bet you're glad it's a girl.
I certainly am.
You were hoping all the time that it would be a girl, huh?
Certainly I was.
You wouldn't have a boy in the house.
I certainly wouldn't.
There's such a responsibility, always getting in trouble. You'd much rather have a girl, wouldn't you, Jimmy?
Why, of course I would.
You liar. Yeah.
I am not a liar. My baby girl is the most wonderful thing in the whole world.
Sure.
6 weeks old and is starting to sit up and smiles at everybody.
Yeah.
Never cries. Say, there's no baby like her anywhere, believe me. Why, only the other day...
Stop bragging, will you? You've got one girl and all you're doing is talking about her. I've got 5 girls and never even mentioned them on this program. I mean, so far tonight. Wait a minute. Jimmy, tell me, as one father to another, do you ever get a chance to play with a baby? If you do, get them in the morning when they first start to coo. You know, they're in the crib, they're just hungry, and they give you that... Jimmy, they do the darndest things, these kids, really.
Well, you know, Eddie, Betty won't let me handle a baby.
No?
No, I want to pick her up and give her a piggyback ride. You know, I want to feed her.
You want to... You amateur. Go ahead, you want to feed her. You've got to practice first, James.
Say, do you know about babies? How to feed them and all?
Do I know how to feed a baby?
Yes.
Do I know how to...
Yes.
Jimmy, the first 5 years I was married, the only furniture we had in the house was high chairs.
Well, listen, will you show me how to feed a baby?
All right, but Jimmy, look, you've got to practice on something that's alive, you know.
Oh, well, how about Jack Renard?
No, you shouldn't start right away with quintuplets. No. Well, look, why not ask Seymour to play the baby, huh?
All right, I'll call her. Seymour! Oh, Seymour, come here. Say, Seymour, will you be my baby?
Will I? Cantor, you're a witness. Now, Wellington, you can't get out of it. I'll get the best lawyer in town.
Wait a minute, Seymour. Jimmy already has a wife. He don't want to marry you.
Don't butt in. It's his business if he wants to commit trigonometry.
Seymour, I'll explain it. You fool. Jimmy Wellington's wife, Betty Jane, won't let him handle his baby because he doesn't know enough about it. He's got to practice on a live baby.
Well, I don't know where you could find a bigger baby than Pinky Tomlin.
Pinky Tomlin! Hey, we got a man. Oh, here he is.
Hello, fellows. Hello, Seymour.
Go ahead, Jimmy. Start it. Go ahead.
Goo 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 baby. Baby. Goo 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 goo. Would you?
Boy, I'm glad I'm all right.
Pinky, wait a minute. Don't think we're crazy. We're just rehearsing a sketch for next week's broadcast. And you play the part of a baby.
All right, I'll do it. Mr. Kenner, what part do you play?
I'm your mother. I'm your mother.
Doggone. You won't stop at nothing to get a son.
Wait a minute. Listen, Cantor's not your mother. I am.
No. Jimmy, let me play the mother.
Listen, I insist on being the mother.
All right. If you insist, get busy, Jimmy. It's feeding time. Go ahead. Go ahead and get the gruel. Go on, get the gruel.
I got it right here.
Oh, now, Jimmy, yeah. Help me put the baby on this high chair. Bring over the high chair. That's it. Now, listen, baby. When you lift the baby, always place one hand on the small of his back, see?
Yeah.
And the other hand on the base of his spine, like this. Now, sit down. Now, Jimmy, I'll show you.
I'll show you exactly. Here, let's put a baby hat on him. Go on, put a little baby hat on him. What about that? Now, Jimmy, I'll show you how to feed him. First, you coax the baby to eat.
You coax the baby?
Yes, but before you start, Jimmy, here, taste it. Taste it yourself. Here, go ahead, taste it now.
All right.
Jimmy, go ahead.
Oh, that tastes awful.
Here, now you know why you have to coax a baby.
Listen, that's no gruel. Taste it yourself, Ed.
All right, I'll taste it. Boop! Oh, boy, it tastes like cement. What is it?
Cement?
Yeah, wait a minute. Cement! Say more, you want the baby to grow up to be a sidewalk? What's the matter with you?
Say, Eddie, let me feed him, will you? Come on now, Pinky. Open up your mouth. Come
Look
on.
Out, you're getting that gruel all over my face.
Yeah, hey.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Jimmy. Are you feeding him or shaving him? What is it?
Poor Pinky's got gruel on his face, gruel on his neck, gruel on his bib.
Yeah, this is the most grueling experience I ever had. Well, now, you can see that feeding is a pipe, Jimmy. See, it's not hard to feed a baby, see? Now I'll show you how to give Pinky a bath and dress him up like a real baby.
I quit.
Wait a minute. You quit? Why?
I don't mind being fed like a baby, and I don't mind being bathed like a baby. But I'm too big to be running around in three-cornered pants.
Wait a minute.
Folks, I was just thinking how glad I am to be on this program here with Mayor Cantor. And it sure is a pleasure, too, for me to remind you that Fire Chief is the only gasoline that's built, especially for the weather condition in your part of the country. And by George, did you know that there's 24 different weather areas in our United States? The fire chief you get in your neighborhood matches your weather. That's why it starts your engine quicker anytime. Your engine warms up faster, and you save as high as 30% on short trips. So doggone it, take old Pinky's advice. Next time, try a Texaco dealer.
A highlight from the picture, Alibaba Goes to Town. It is the year 937 A.D. in the city of Baghdad. Eddie Cantor, as Ali Baba, addresses a group of native African musicians and forecasts their rhythmic future. We turn back the clock 1,000 years.
Sing your hosannas.
Hosanna.
Shout hallelujah. Sound your A. There's a great day coming to you 1,000 years from today.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
That's when you'll get your chance to play like you all want to play. You'll set the tempo the world is gonna dance to. 1,000 years from today. There's gonna be a Harlem. It's gonna be a high-beat heyday. Your hoody-hoe day. Your morning low day
too.
There's gonna be a Harlem. There's gonna be a dance called Truckin', and a dance called Thinkin', and a crazy kind of lazy kind of dance called Susie Q. Here's how to do Truckin', here's how to do Peckin', and here's how to do the Susie Q. There's gonna be a Robinson with happy tappy feet. There's gonna be an Ellington with a weird primitive beat. And there's gonna be a newfangled thing. The feet of the world will obey. They won't know what to call it, so they're gonna call it swing. 1,000 years from today. Everyone,
everywhere
will say, swing is here to sway. You can't deny it, so choose your partner and dance. And you find there's rhythm in romance. Swing is here to sway. Don't alibi it. You know that music has charm, especially when love is in your arms. Who cares if spring is here? As long as swing is here. All those in favor, say la-di-ah, la-di-oh. Swing is here. the sway. Nothing can tie it. It's sweet, it's hot, and it's blue. If anyone should ask you what is new, say, say that swing is here to sway.
Swing is here to sway.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know that it's been nice coming back to the air once again, and I do hope you've enjoyed our broadcast. And I hope you'll be listening in every Wednesday night. One thing, ladies and gentlemen, that I do want to lay...
are you Eddie Cantor?
Why, yes. Yes, I'm Eddie Cantor.
Is this your first program?
Yeah, this is the first broadcast of the season. Yes, yes.
Are you going to be here next Wednesday night?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm going to be here next Wednesday.
I won't.
I love to spend each Wednesday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Wednesday night. I'm here to stay. Will be my delight to sing again the things you want me to. I love to spend each Wednesday with you. Good night.
We humbly join with the President of the United States and others of the nation's leaders in inviting you to observe next Saturday or Sunday with an attendance at some house of worship. Tune in again next Wednesday for another Texaco broadcast starring Eddie Cantor. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
PM, BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.